Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etchalom. We're now in Masechet Pesachim Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, continuing with our exploration of the various nuances of Kiddush and Havdalah. So he asked him the following question. Mishalo Kiddush Be'erv Shabbat. If somebody did not say Kiddush Friday night, Moshi Kadesh V'yeolech Kol Yom Kulot, could he say Kiddush during the day? Amarle Mida Amri B'nei Rabbi Chia. So we have a quote from Rabbi Chia's sons. Their position was that if you did not say Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat, you have the whole week to say it. So the same thing should apply here. You can make Kiddush through the entire Shabbat. So So the evening that begins Shabbat and Yom Tov, you have Kiddusha Lakos, Kiddush, V'yesh Behen, Haskar, V'chata Mazon, and when you say V'chata Mazon, you have to say the proper paragraph, or say, Nachamenu, Yalev Yavon, Shabbat V'yom Tov, Ein Bem Kiddusha Lakos, but during the day, there is no Kiddusha Lakos, V'yesh Behen, Haskar, V'chata Mazon, but V'chata Mazon, you still mention. But if you think that you could say Kiddush through the day of Shabbat, Shabbat Yom Tov, Namishkachalu, you still do have Kiddusha Lakos on Shabbat, because if you forgot to say the night before, you say the next day. So there is Kiddush Alakos on Shabbat. Important to clarify that Kiddush means the bracha Mekadesh HaShabbat, not just having a cup of wine saying Merper Gafen. So Amarle De'ilo Ktani. So his answer was that the Braita isn't going to mention Kiddush Alakos based on Ilo, meaning if you forgot to say it. What it means is Lachatchila, there's Kiddush Alakos during the day, Lachatchila, there is not. Eitavei, challenge, kvod yom kvod laila kvod yom kodem. If you have, let's say, resources or money to put out either for the honor of the day of Shabbat or the night before, the day of Shabbat comes first. If you only have one cup of wine, omer alav kiddush hayom, neshe kiddush hayom kodem lechvod yom. That you say kiddush hayom, which would be that at night, because that even trumps Kvod Hayom. So you're going to have a smaller meal without any wine the next day, but you say Kiddush at night. If you're right that you could say Kiddush all day, why don't you leave the cup till the next day, and then you could do both things, which is Kvod Hayom and Kiddush. So the answer is, you should do a mitzvah in the right time. You're asking me a question, what happens if you forgot? Or let's say you went to sleep Friday afternoon, woke up Shabbat morning, do you say Kiddush? That's not talking about al-lachatchila, when you should say Kiddush. Ideally, say it at the right time. Since when does that principle actually trump other things? If you come home Saturday night, we've already seen this. You say, that's according to Meir's order. And then you say, Havdalah. If you only have one cup, you actually eat your meal. And then you say the Birchat HaMazon on the one cup that you have. And then you say, Ner, Mesamim, etc. We don't say that doing the mitzvah in its right time, which is when you first get home, trumps Birchat HaMazon on the coast. So why don't we say that if you only have one cup of wine, save it for Shabbat day, and make your Kiddush during the day, and then you also have Kvod Hayom. Amalei ana lo chakimana, v'lo chozana, v'lo yechidana, ala gamana v'sadarnana. So his answer was, and this is, of course, from Nachum Yitzchak, his answer was, I'm not a chacham, I'm not a navi, I'm not somebody who's going to have yechidah in this case, meaning, somebody who's going to quote an isolated opinion. I'm somebody who keeps the tradition, holds on to the tradition. The Gemara, the Chain Morin, Ve Midrash Achavati, and in the Beit Midrash they say exactly what I said, which is that Shani Lan Ben Iyula Yoma Lafuke Yoma. That there's an essential distinction between having the day start and having the day end. Friday night, you want the day to start as soon as possible. We'll see in a minute why. And therefore, we say Kiddush right away. But Saturday night, we like to delay the end of the day of Shabbat. And therefore, it's acceptable to ignore Mitzvah B'Shata and say the Brachat HaMazon on the coast Shel Havdalah and say them all together at the end. Iyuli Yoma Kol Kamen Demekan Mino Le'adif. When the day starts, the earlier you make it better. And we show how much we love it. Afuke yoma, when the day leaves, ma'achrin lay, ki echrola lehavi alan ketuna. When it's the end of the day, we want to delay its exit because we don't want it to look like a burden. So shmamin amiyam itani matnita tamne. But our brighter that we just went through about coming home, Motzei Shabbat and saying Havdalah, etc., we can infer eight things. Now, Racham Bar Yitzchak, by the way, defended his answer, which is that if you did say, forgot to say Kiddush Friday night, or for some reason did not say it, you would say it during the rest of the day. He did defend that, but now the Braita that was invoked as part of the challenge teaches eight things. Shmamin Avdilus Filat Sershi Avdilah Kos. First of all, there's a discussion of Masachet Brachot about saying Avdilah B'Tfilah Alakos. Clearly from here, even though you said Mahavdalah B'Tfilah, you still have to say it Alakos because you came home, presumably from Beit HaKnesset. Shmamin Abrachat Unakos. The other thing is Brachat HaMazon needs a kos. That's why you have the issue of putting them all at the end of the meal. Shmamin Akos Shabachat Tzrich Shiur. The other thing is, you see, you need a shiur, because otherwise you could make Havdalah Lakos at the beginning, and then you could and drink half of it, and then you could have the other half for Brachat HaMazon, but that's not good. You see also, when you make a bracha, you have to drink. You can't make the bracha and put it down, because then you could do that for Havdalah, and then drink it for Brachat HaMazon. We also see that the minute you taste it, you've also already made the cup deficient, such that you need a new cup of wine. So you can't say, I'll say Berper Gafen on Havdalah at the beginning, take a little taste, and then leave the rest for Brachat HaMazon. It's already pagum. Shvamina ta'am mavdil. We also learned something else, which is, and something we're going to discuss here, which is, if you ate something, you still say Havdalah. We don't say that if you tasted something after Shabbat is over, before making Havdalah, you already can't make Havdalah because you violated the principle of not eating beforehand. So the answer is you do, because you eat a meal and then make Havdalah. Shmamina omer shtei kedushot hakos achad. The other thing is you could say two different sanctities on one cup, meaning Brachat HaMazon and Havdalah. Ushmamina Beit Shammai hi v'alibet Rabbi Yehuda. The other point is that this entire Braita follows Beit Shammai according to Rabbi Yehuda. How do we know that? Because Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that Beit Shammai's position is Maor and then Besamim, and that Beit Hillel is Besamim and then Maor. So this can't be, Beit Hillel, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, their order is Besamim and then Maor, and the bright that we had, the Bori Mirai ate first. Okay. Ravashi Amar, Tamof Kamo V'choshav Achat Tzarich Shi'ur Achat Amilta. He says your eight inferences really are seven, because the notion that if you taste something, it makes the kos deficient, and that you need a shi'ur is really one issue, that you need a pure cup, as it were. Hachi Kamar, Mai Tama Tamof Kamo Mishun V'choshav Achat Tzarich Shi'ur. He says, what's the reason that there's such a thing as a begam on the kos, a deficiency if you taste from it? Because you need a shi'ur, and the minute you taste it from, there's less than a shi'ur. He was very makpi that there shouldn't even be a barrel that's pagum if you took wine from it. He was only makpi on the coast. He said even a barrel, a chatzva that was like a jug, a barrel that's pagum, if you poured some out in order to use it for kiddush, you had to pour some back in from a new source in order to make it a pagum and not use it. Okay, Tama Banan, now we're going to see the source for Kiddush. Zachor et Yom HaShabbat Likadsho. Important to note that the proper way to vocalize that last word is Likadsho, which is a verb, as opposed to Likodsho, which is a common mistake, which would be then sort of an adjective. Remember the day of Shabbat for its sanctity. It's Likadsho, to sanctify it, which is the mitzvah. Zochreyu al hayayin. Mention the day of Shabbat over wine. How do you know that? All I know is Yom HaShabbat. How do I know I do it at night, which is the main Kiddush? How does that give it? And second of all, why are you asking at night? The main Kiddush is at night. You have to sanctify it at the beginning of the day, which is in the evening. Plus, you're answering by bringing a pasuk that says Yom. So the answer is Tana Mehadu Alayla V'Kanasiv L'Kradi Imama. You're looking for a source for night and quoting a pasuk about day. The answer is Hachi Kamar. These questions answer each other. Zachot Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho. Zachot Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho. Meaning the Ikar pasuk is about when it begins, and that's at nighttime. Ainli ela balaila bayominayin. I only know you make kiddush at night. How do I know you have to make kiddush also during the day? Tamlomer zachor et yom hashabbat. Now the yom helps us. Bayom maimavarech. What bracha do you make during the day? You can't say mekadesh hashabbat. You already said the night before. And the day's already been sanctified. Avyuda boy pregafin. That's it. Avashi ikol mechoza. Interesting story. Avashi came to mechoza. Amrule likta shlan mar kiddush rabba. They said, make for us the great kiddush. Havule, they gave him a cup of wine. So, my new kiddush rabba. He's saying, I don't know what this great kiddush is. It's daytime. He said, listen to himself. Whenever you make a bracha that involves wine, the first thing is bar pregafen and then something else. So, Amar, so he says, I'll start with bar pregafen and I'll look around to see what's going on. Amar bar pregafen va'agid be. He said bar pregafen. And then he took his time. He said, "Very pre-agafen to see what was going on." Chazelu sava the gachem nishati. He saw an old man lean over and start to drink. So karyan afshe chacham in abrosho. He said about himself, "Oh, chacham keeps his eyes in his head." Meaning, I understood there'd be a problem, so I kind of planned it out to look around, see what to do. I realized when they said kiddush rabba, they meant it as a euphemism, and it means that all there is bray pre-agafen. We of course have all sorts of customs of saying psukim beforehand. But that is not, of course, the Ikar Halacha. The Ikar Halacha is Bray Pregafen on a proper cup of wine before the meal. Amri B'nai Rabbi Chia. So B'nai Rabbi Chia, Chizki and Yehuda, the two sons of Rabbi Chia, Mish said, Mishal Avdil Motzei Shabbat, Avdil B'Holech V'Chol HaShabbat Kulo. We had this quoted earlier. If you did not say Avdallah Saturday night, you have the whole week. Yad Kama, until when? Amri Rabbi Zera Ad Revi'i B'Shabbat. Not the whole week, till Wednesday. Hadiyati Rabbi Zera coming to Ravasi. We have the story that Rabbi Zera, after he made Aliyah, was in front of Ravasi. For Amrila Ravasi coming to Rabbi Yochanan, or it might have been Ravasi himself in front of his Rabbi Yochanan. Viyati Vikamar, and he said, Inyan Gitin, Chara Bishabda, Treu Flata Bata Shabda. Arba Chamisham Aliyoma Kamishabda. When it comes to Gitin, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are considered after Shabbat. So if you say after particular Shabbat, you're referring to those days in the Shtar. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are considered before Shabbat. Yaakov is, so he said, therefore, the same thing about Havdalah, that Havdalah can be said until Wednesday, meaning Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's still considered to be after Shabbat. Yaakov Ar'idi, Avalo Al Ha'or, but you cannot say the Bracha Moreh Ha'esh after Saturday night, as we saw the Sugi in the fourth paragraph. Amar Bruna Amarav, and I'll tell you Adav Lo Yikadesh. He said, if you wash your hands, you can't say kiddush. So I'm Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. Akati lo nachnaf shei derav shchachin l'shmate. Rav isn't even passed away, and you forgot already what he taught you. Typically, when a Rebbe passes away, then they try to gather a shmuot, and they might have forgotten him. He's still alive. What does he mean? Zimnin sagin ali kaim nakami derav. I remember many times being in front of Rav. Zimnin de chaviv ale rifta, when he was in the mood for bread. Mikada sharifta, he would actually say kiddush on bread. In other words, he would have wine there, but he was more in the mood for bread, so he would wash his hands and make kiddush on bread. Zimin de chaviv alei chamra, when he was in the mood for wine, mekadesh chamra, he would make kiddush on wine. And so therefore, to say hanotel yadav lo yikadesh, of course, is absolutely wrong, because if you wash your hands, then at the very least, you could make kiddush now on bread. Now here is where Rabbeinu Tam quotes the famous custom, maybe familiar with for the German community, which is the chatchila to wash and then to make kiddush alayin and then hamotzi, which many people find also has a very efficient minig of having people sit down and get up, etc., especially with large crowds. But in any case, this is sort of the beginning sugya for that discussion. Okay, we'll pause at this point. And continue on Daf Kufav Amud Bet, continuing with the issue of Ta'am Mekadesh, Ta'am Mavdil, whether or not if you ate, whether you can still make Havdalah, still make Kiddush. We'll discuss that in the next podcast. Anytime, we should have a wonderful day.